And joining me now on this edition of Our Town, Jeff Myers. He is the chief of staff over at Nova Health, and Brittany Elliott, who is the manager of the facility. And they are joining me here today because they got a brand new facility on Highway 101 that is going to be up and operational in the next couple of months. So good day to both of you. How are you doing?
Good, George. How are you?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
All right. So, Jeff, this has been in the works for how long?
Yeah, we actually came into this area in January. The clinic that was here is a primary care facility, so it's been offering services. It was affiliated with McKenzie Willamette Hospital for years, and McKenzie decided that they were going to get out of those satellite clinic situations, and so we stepped in, and it was a good partnership that we could develop and take over the primary care clinic that's there now. And then come fall, we'll be introducing an urgent care center there as well. So we're excited.
All right. Tell me a little bit about Nova Health, and give me a little bit of background on that organization.
Sure. Nova Health used to be known as, it was kind of a line buffet. We had a bunch of different brands that were part of the company. And so Nova Health has been the new branding that we just introduced this year.
So not to be confusing or even to denigrate, I'm not saying this anyway, but sort of like PepsiCo, but then you got Taco Bell and everything underneath that.
Exactly. So, okay. And so KFC, they don't want to be left out.
Yeah.
So some of the brands that people might be familiar with were Eugene Urgent Care, for instance. And so in 2008, a group of physicians that were working in the ER departments in the Springfield and Eugene area decided that there was a need for more urgent care services. And so they got together and put pen to paper and opened up five different clinics in the Eugene and Springfield area. And then it just took off from there. And so this has been a service that we've been providing to the community for about 10 to 11 years now.
So why Florence?
Well, when you think about medical care, one of the toughest challenges for people is to find access to primary care physicians. For instance, there was a study done that indicated that in 2010, there was a shortage of about 9,000 primary care physicians. And in 2020, next year, they're estimating that that shortage will be around 45,000 physicians. And so people who live in rural communities are even more challenged to try to find good medical care. They might have access to a hospital, but they don't necessarily have access to those primary care physicians and urgent care services.
One of the things, especially in an area here where the median age, I think, is 63 or 64 years old, you know, a lot of doctors have to specialize in elder care in order to, you know, to make a living here.
Exactly.
So it's like one of those things that's like, well, you might not get the younger doctors in because they're wanting to, you know, build their practice, and so it's a little bit tougher to get providers on a regular.
It really is, and we've got clinics stretching everywhere south to Roseburg, east to Oak Ridge, north to our Junction City and Harrisburg clinics, and now west all the way out here to the coast in Florence, and we're excited to be able to provide that service to this community.
Right. Brittany, I promise we're going to talk to you first. I just want to get some preliminary stuff out of the way there. Jeff, tell me a little bit about your responsibilities then as far as the company is concerned.
Yeah, as a chief of staff, it's a great title. It kind of give me that little stripe on my shoulder. But really what that means is that I can get involved in a lot of the stuff from a business perspective and try to support everybody within the clinics. We've got about 300 employees throughout our system. And we've got a lot of people that are up to their eyeballs and everything. And it's a challenge to try to get to everything that we have going on. And so
a lot of multitasking.
Yeah,
for everybody.
I mean, and look, studies show that multitasking doesn't work. You're not efficient at multitasking. Now, my kids would argue that they can play video games, listen to music, eat, and chew gum at the same time. But I'm not
saying
that.
That's not really multitasking.
Yeah, no.
That's just kind of drowning yourself in
that's just taking it as it is,
stuff,
right?
Yeah.
So it's important for us to have access to the clinics. And so one of my roles is to be that conduit for our clinics and to be out there hearing what's going on and trying to help improve things.
All right. Now, Brittany Elliott, you are the clinic manager. Now, you have a facility in Veneta that you are currently the manager of, and this will be your second facility, is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, so what are some of the things that you do on a regular basis? What's kind of your daily workload?
So I kind of touch base at both clinics. I like to be in Veneta a couple days a week and then Florence a couple days a week. And really, I'm just there to kind of oversee the day-to-day operations, making sure that the staff has the resources that they need to treat our patients, and then really just kind of go from there, just kind of go where I'm needed. So
how does an urgent care differ from a walk-in clinic?
Sure. So for a walk-in clinic, it's kind of more served for the primary care patients. Urgent care, you know, if you are out gardening and you accidentally slice your hand and you have a laceration, you can walk in. So it's really just there for urgent needs.
So just kind of just short of emergency room visits, kind of? Some of those, maybe.
Sure. We don't have quite as many resources as what an emergency room would have, but we can certainly help with the smaller thing.
Yeah, and if you look at the spectrum, it's a pretty broad swath out there. You've got everything from the full-blown hospital emergency department, and interestingly enough, there are emergency departments that are going away. Over the years, probably the last 20 years, you've seen a decrease in the number of emergency departments that are out there.
Is that because so much can be done in an urgent care facility, or is it just because cost?
Yeah, I think it's probably both. There's a lot of things that go into those type of decisions. And is it functioning enough to be able to support the needs of what they're trying to do at the hospital? And so that's one end of the spectrum. And they treat those life-threatening injuries, those life-threatening things. We don't want those kind of situations to come to the clinics, because really where they need to be, if they're having a heart attack, if they've are challenged where they're suffering from really tough breathing issues, they need to be in that emergency room. So that's the one level of it. If you look at the other end of it, you've got the retail clinics, the Minute Clinics, things like that. You might find it a CVS that's affiliated with a pharmacy or something, where someone can come in and get a flu shot. Someone can come in and say, you know what, I'm just not feeling good. What do I need to do? Where we're at is kind of in the middle of that. We're a hybrid, where we're joining urgent care clinics and primary care clinics to provide a little bit more access to people, because they're having trouble getting into the emergency rooms. You get in and you have to wait for how many hours? And if you go to the Minute Clinics, you just may end up at a primary care physician anyway, because they're going to say, we can't treat that. Whereas an urgent care or a primary care clinic, we can take care of those things. And so we take care of greater issues than those Minute Clinics, but we're at a more reasonable cost than the emergency room visits. If you look at, again, statistics will show you that an emergency room visit might cost you $400 or $500 more than if you go to an urgent care center. And about 60% of the stuff that is seen in the emergency room probably doesn't need to be seen in the emergency room. It can be handled by an urgent care.
So how many, as far as insurance and everything goes, and Medicare and Medicaid, you guys accept all that as far as insurance goes?
At the moment, yes. On our website, novahealth.com, there is a list of all the accepted insurance companies.
Now, Brittany, where are we at with this facility here? Are we up and running full force, or is there some things yet to come?
Sure. So primary care is up in full force. In the next couple months, we're adding imaging services. We're going to have lab services on staff, but that's going to be more towards the fall. But for primary care, we are accepting new patients. So come in if you're looking for a primary care provider.
So how do people need to do that? Is it just walk through the door, or is...
Sure, they could do it a couple ways. So if they're in the area, they can stop in and pick up a new patient packet or fill it out while they're at the clinic, and then we can set them up with the new patient appointment. Or they can call and do it over the phone, whichever is easiest for them.
Now, the new Nova Health here in Florence is located on Highway 101. It's right across from Shervin's Tire and Automotive on the north side of town, just before you get to Fred Meyer, and that's, you guys got plenty of parking in there and everything, right?
We do, yes, the big parking lot.
All right, is there anything else that we need to touch on here? Is there anything that you would like the public to know before we finish up?
Yeah, I think it's important that people have a perspective that we're really here to help support the community. This is an area that's got, 8,000 or 9,000 residents, I guess, and there's not a lot of these services available that people can take advantage of. And we hope that people will see this as something that they can get into, that they can feel comfortable with. It's not going to be going into an emergency room where you're waiting hours upon hours and you're a number. You're going to come in here and you're going to feel like part of the family. What's the old line from Cheers, where everybody knows your name? I think that that's what you'll find in this clinic, that people are there, they've been there for a long time, and they're looking forward to meeting new people.
All right. How many staff are at this location currently?
For providers, in the next couple of months, we'll have 3 providers. Right now, we have 1 MD and 1 nurse, or 1 PA. They're both accepting new patients. And then we have 3 front office, or 3 back office and 1 front office.
All right. So hours?
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5.
Okay. So Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you got to give them a break, right?
Well, that's going to be coming once we introduce the urgent care side. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You look at where people come to these facilities, they try to get there on the off hours most often.
Yeah, and nobody wants to go on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is true when you think about it. Nobody wants to be in an urgent care or a doctor's office on Friday.
Last place you want to be.
Especially the doctor sometimes. No, I'm just kidding.
But we won't get into that.
No,
but,
no.
But we will be expanding our hours once we get the urgent care up and running. And we'll definitely see Saturday hours, or Friday hours, quite probably Saturday hours as well.
But again, that's something to come as
in
it
the
grows.
Fall.
As things grow.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, Jeff, thank you so much. Jeff Myers, Brittany Elliott, appreciate you guys being here. Good luck with this new endeavor here in the Florence area. I know you guys have been doing it in Eugene area, so look forward to seeing more.
Thanks very much, George.
We appreciate it.
Next up on the June edition of Our Town, we'll talk to Cal Appleby about his retirement from the Oregon Coast Military Museum.